righty, folks. Welcome back. It's a Sunday edition of JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski getting you to the overnight right here on The Fan. And the World Cup is upon us. And I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I don't know a damn thing about soccer. You know, my two sisters played. I don't know a whole lot. But with Monmouth introducing the legalized sports wagering and the fact that Borgata and all the other casinos down in Atlantic City have the legalized sports wagering, I figured we'd run through some of the odds and kind of get a sense for what's going on with the world sport. I don't really know a whole lot. So when you don't know a whole lot, what you do is you bring an expert in. And my good buddy, Cordio Perfetto, you want to check out his podcast. It is terrific. An idiot and an expert podcast. All things soccer across the board. Cordio, you're in studio. It's nice to have you. What's going on, pal?
Not much, JJ. Thanks for having me in here. It's a pleasure to join you. Big fan of your show, so I'm glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate that, Cordio. Listen, you got to help us out here because I want to make a few shekels on this World Cup. I don't know a whole lot. As a whole, you don't have the United States. You don't have Italy. You don't have a lot of these big premier countries, of course, our own, and the other ones that a lot of people around here would have a vested interest in. So as a guy who's around soccer, who lives soccer, who breeds soccer, how much of an impact has that had on the World Cup here locally? Have you noticed that there's not maybe as much buzz as there was 4 years ago?
No, actually, I think there's been just as much buzz, which is a good sign that the sport is really growing in the country, because I thought going into it that the United States not being in the World Cup would definitely have an impact, but it hasn't been the case. And I think it's just the way the sport is going. You could watch a lot of the best leagues in the world now in real time, which is huge. The Premier League, the La Liga in Spain, and you're seeing a lot of the stars on a daily basis. Every weekend you're seeing them play live on TV, and I think that's why there's so much interest in the country now, is that they know who these players are and they want to see them at the World Cup now.
All right, as far as the overall favorites in this tournament, a lot of people have told me Germany team to beat. Would you agree at the moment Germany is the team to beat here in this World Cup?
I would put them up there with Brazil. Those are the top two teams right now. They probably have the best odds of winning the tournament. But Germany is coming off a 2014 World Cup win, and it's a very hard tournament to win two times in a row. So I think that hurts them a little bit. Now, look, theoretically, 14 shouldn't have anything to do with 18, but being that historically teams don't really win it back-to-back, that hurts their chances for me a little bit, and Brazil is probably the most talented and complete team from top to bottom.
Cordio, I was locked in, and I have not watched a whole lot of this. The Spain-Portugal game, though, was unbelievable.
Great.
I mean, it was back and forth, goals galore, Ronaldo. Will we have a game as exciting as the one we had a couple of days ago? Because even for a guy who doesn't watch a whole lot of soccer, I'm sitting there glued because it is back and forth. There is a lot of action. There is a lot of scoring. Is that soccer at its best, or do you prefer kind of that, like, nothing, nil draw?
No,
like,
no.
You would prefer what we had Friday?
It's the best, and I think that's why this World Cup has been so great so far, is because all of the games have been very entertaining. Every game pretty much has had goals in it. A lot of them have been back and forth, not just that game, but that game was exceptional. And you're seeing, you know, one of the top two players in the world in Ronaldo really perform at his best, and very clutch. You know, when Spain was winning 3-2 towards the end of that game, he steps up and takes a free kick and nails it and gets Portugal a huge, huge tie, which gives them a point in that group. So the tournament's off to a great start because of all the goals and all the back and forth that you're seeing in all these games.
Cordio Perfetto, he's in studio with us, an idiot and expert podcast, all things soccer. This guy's as good as it gets, knows his soccer inside and out, and for a guy who doesn't know a darn thing, I figured it's have him in, let's pick his brain, let's figure out how to make some money here on this World Cup. Before we get to the odds, before we get to some picks, best players to watch in this tournament. You mentioned Ronaldo, that's a name I actually know. Is he still the best player in the world?
Well, Messi is probably considered the best player. You know who he is too, right, Lionel?
I actually do, which is stunning, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
He's also a very good player. He's the best in the world considered, but he had a tough game today against Iceland. He missed the penalty, which would have given Argentina the lead. Ultimately, they tied the game, which is not a great result for them. They would have liked to get off to a better start and win that first game. But he's widely considered the best player in the world. Ronaldo's right there with him. Ronaldo seems like he's just more of a clutch player. Whenever Portugal needs him to score a goal, he shows up in a big moment and gets the goal. And then Neymar is the third guy for Brazil. Now, Brazil has a more complete team than Argentina and Portugal. So he isn't, you know, as important. I mean, he is important, but they don't rely on him as much as Argentina would Messi and Portugal would Ronaldo. But he's still a very important player, and if Brazil wants to win the tournament, he's going to have to be at his best.
Cordia, you know, we've noticed this, at least I have, every 4 years, wherever the World Cup may be, that host country, for whatever the reason, maybe it's the home field advantage, having the fans in their corner, seems to get a little bit of a bump. Will the Russians get that sort of a bump, you think, even if they're not the favorite in this tournament necessarily, because they're playing these games at home?
Yeah, definitely. They got off to a great start. They beat Saudi Arabia 5-0. Now, look, Saudi Arabia is not one of the top teams in the tournament. They're probably towards the bottom when it comes to ranking the teams. But still, 5-0 is a very impressive win. And I think there's just so much pride when you're playing at home in front of your home nation and all your fans that it does carry you. Now, they have a little bit of an easier group than some other teams do, so I expect them to make it out of the group stage. As far as how far can they go in the tournament, I'm thinking maybe round of 16, quarterfinals tops. I don't think they have enough to go past that and win, but you know, they'll definitely have a decent tournament for their standards.
Cody, I have odds in front of me. Now, these are your three favorites, according to Vegas, to win this thing. Brazil plus 280, Germany plus 350, Spain plus 400. Now, some of the wagers that are out there, they discuss whether or not that certain country can find their way to the final. So I'll ask you, who is the most vulnerable of the three? Out of Brazil, Germany, Spain, who's the most vulnerable?
Spain is, because they just fired their coach 2 days before the tournament started.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me stop you right there. 2 days before the World Cup begins, a country fires the head coach?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the equivalent of taking a team in the divisional round of the NFL postseason and saying, you know what? Your coach is fired. We're going to try and win the NFC title game and the Super Bowl without you. So that's insane. So Spain fired their coach. That's crazy.
2 days before their first game. Yeah, it was crazy. He took a job at Real Madrid for after the World Cup, and the Spanish Federation didn't love that he did that. So they fired him right before the tournament. And that obviously causes turmoil in the camp. So they're definitely the most vulnerable for that reason. And you could see it in the game against Portugal. They gave up 3 goals, which is a lot for them. You know, they're a team that plays a lot of possession, controls the ball a lot, doesn't really give up many opportunities, and you know, they still gave up 3 goals. So that's the one team.
So you would say Spain out of those three is the most vulnerable. Okay, now if we're looking for a dark horse, let's take those three out of the equation. I'm even going to say take France out of the equation. As the team that could win this thing, I gave you the odds a few minutes ago. Give me somebody that could be a shot in the dark here, that's good value, that even if they're not going to win the whole thing, they could kind of take me on a magic carpet ride. Is there a country that comes to mind?
I would go with Portugal. Because
Portugal,
of Ronaldo.
Okay.
They have Ronaldo, the Ronaldo factor. They're coming off the 2016 European Championships where they won the tournament, which is another very tough tournament to win. And they have a good group of players. They know their identity, so they'll stick to that. They pretty much play organized and a little defensively, but they hit people on the counterattack. They look for Ronaldo to step up and score goals, and he does it time and time again. So they have pretty good odds, you know, for a long shot, and I think they could go deep in this tournament.
Well, Cordia, because I value your opinion, number one, and number two, because I like you, what I'm going to do as soon as we finish up this spot is I'm going to have somebody down in New Jersey take care of me and make sure I'm invested with Portugal, because I need that sort of country to get behind. I don't have my home country in the United States. I don't have Italy, who I find myself rooting for from time to time. So I'm going to hop on the Portugal bandwagon. You know what? After watching them the other day, I mean, not a bad move, right?
No,
they got one of the best players in the world. They gave Spain a good run for their money. And plus 1,500, Cordia, that's good value.
It's very good value. I mean, you know, the guys at the top of the list, France, like you said, Spain, Germany, Brazil, they all have a good shot. Argentina does because of Messi also, but they scare me a little bit. They're a little unbalanced. They look a little lost at times. Their defense and goalie are very, very vulnerable, which I don't like in this tournament, because and historically you need a very good defense to win this tournament, because once you get to the later rounds, it's going to become more defensive, and any slip up or mistake will really cost you. So that's why I don't trust Argentina too much.
Cordial, game of the day here on Sunday. Would it be Germany taking on Mexico?
Yes, it would. Brazil is also playing Switzerland, which will be another tough, entertaining game. But Germany and Mexico should be a little free flow, and both teams like to attack. Mexico, even though they respect Germany, I don't expect them to sit back and just hold defensively the whole game. So I look for that to be back and forth with a few goals.
All right, Cordial, before we say sayonara, you told me that Portugal, dark horse, team that maybe I can get behind. But you're very knowledgeable on this. You're locked into all these countries. You know all these players. Who's playing in the World Cup final when it's all said and done?
I think the final's going to be Brazil-Germany. They should match up on opposite sides of the bracket, which will lead them to the final. And I expect Brazil to win the game. I just think that they have the most complete team. They have a good defense. They're balanced. Germany does also, but Brazil's attack is a little better than Germany's. And like I said earlier, the fact that Germany's coming off a 2014 win, I think, hurts them a little bit, because it's a very tough tournament to win back-to-back. So I expect Brazil to get their sixth championship this year.
There you have it, Cordial Perfuto. Check him out, an idiot and an expert. Outstanding soccer podcast. If you're one of these guys that's into soccer, now I'll admit, it's not usually my cup of tea. Every 4 years, I find a way to get into it. If you're listening, you're into the soccer, follow this guy on Twitter. Cordial, what is the Twitter handle they can check out?
It is at cperfetto11, C-P-E-R-F-E-T-T-O 11. And yeah, you could find the podcast there. All of the sites that I write on are on there. So if you're into the sport, or you're trying to get into the sport, follow me on Twitter and you can find all my stuff there.
Well, and Cordial, you got to be tweeting out pics so somebody like me can follow along and make some money, all right? You going to do that for me?
Yeah, no, that'll be our thing. You know, we'll do that going forward.
That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff there from Cordial Perfetto, an idiot, an expert, giving you, an idiot like myself, all I need to know when it comes to this year's World Cup. 877-337-6666. A lot more on Kawhi Leonard and why I would not move Kristaps Porzingis in to make some sort of big deal, because listen, the New York Knicks have gone down this road before, and I hate to tell you, it doesn't usually end well. It's JJ After Dark, guiding you to the overnight right here on The Fan.